Have you ever found out what your name means? Were you flattered or a little bit, I think I'm going to keep that one quiet? Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's word in your life. My mom used to have this like cross-stitch picture of my name hanging on the wall. The whole thing said that my name means faithfulness, and for some reason, I thought it was originally a French name. Turns out that's not true. Much later, I looked up the origins of my name. It's actually Welsh. It means born of the sea or maybe coming from the ocean. Now, that's not a bad meaning, but I think I still prefer my original misinterpretation. So have you looked up your name? What does it mean? What it means might be really important to you, or not, possibly. But the meaning behind today's character is significant for everyone. Our story today is called Anyone's Son by Hannah Ruth Johnson. I love names. I'm a fiction writer, and every time I start a new book, I have to choose character names. Sometimes one just lands on the character from the very beginning and sticks, but other times I have to do in-depth research about name meanings to pinpoint the name that's just right. God also likes using names with meanings. The Bible often outright tells us what people's names mean, but sometimes it doesn't, even when a name is significant. So it's left to us to pay attention and do some research. And that's the case with today's passage. You may have heard about Barabbas. He might even make it into your church's yearly Easter service. When Jesus was taken to be crucified, the governor offered to release one prisoner to the people, as was his tradition during Passover. The people opted for Barabbas, a revolutionary and a rebel, to be released instead of Jesus. Barabbas, who had actually committed a crime worthy of crucifixion according to Roman law. Barabbas, who deserved to die. Barabbas' name is pretty simple to break down, Bar and Abbas. In Hebrew, Bar means son of, and you may have heard Abba before, it means father. Put it together, and Barabbas means son of the father or even son of a father. Every son is a son of a father, meaning Barabbas is anyone. And if we look at his story, it's true. Barabbas is like every single one of us. Barabbas sinned, and he deserved death, just as we do. But Jesus, through God's great mercy for us, took the penalty for our crimes. Though he did no wrong, the Son of God died in Barabbas' place, and my place, and your place. Then he rose from the dead, defeating sin and death to save us and adopt us into God's family. Barabbas lived out our story. He walked away, set free by the Son. And if we put our trust in Jesus, that's who we are. Beloved sons and daughters of the Father, set free from the power of sin and death forever. So what are you thinking and feeling after hearing today's Devo? I want you to consider taking some time to read Barabbas' story slowly and imagine yourself in his shoes. What do you notice? How do you feel? If you know Jesus, you have a new identity. You are a son or daughter of the Father, beloved and free. When do you struggle to remember your true identity? Consider taking some time to talk to Jesus about this. And additionally, who is a trusted Christian in your life you could talk with? Now, as you and I can read in Romans 3:24, yet God, in his grace, freely makes us right in his sight. He did this through Christ Jesus when he freed us from the penalty for our sins. See for yourself what God says in Isaiah 53:3-12, Matthew 27:15-26, and Romans 5:6-11 to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries, and if you're looking for a simple way to help your siblings know more about Jesus, then try out Keys for Kids. These are short daily devotions, just like Unlocked, but written for younger kids. They help them understand who God is and how much he loves them. So tell your parents they can sign up for a free one-year subscription at keysforkids.org/getkeys. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with me. You might not get any special sound effects when it happens, but I bet you still remember your most regretted choices. We'll talk about it later. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked. Opening the door to God in your life.